praise. We need to give him the praise that he deserves. Jesus deserves all the praise, all the honor and glory. It belongs to him. Doesn't it? All the praise belongs to Christ. All the glory belongs to Christ. Sometimes we try to take the glory. We try to take everything that belongs to Christ in regards to praise, honor, and glory. Even so, even when we come up in the pulpit, a lot of times I've been in services, people were offended that I didn't give honor to them. Oh, I forgot. I'm just trying to focus on the word. I got to say, give an honor to this person, that person, that person. Everybody's called to be something. So I say, give honor. You don't say, give an honor to this particular person, this person, that person. So, we know who we are in Christ. And we shouldn't be so easily offended. And I'm going to read Colossians. We're going to have Pastor come up and come forth with the word. Because that's just one thing I just need to speak with you about, just quickly in regards to man's traditions. What is all these man's traditions? How can Jesus move by his spirit? If you caught up in tradition, things have to be done this way. Things have to be done that way. If it's not done this way, we're just not going to go with it. No, move by his spirit. Let the spirit reign in your services. Stop getting all this organization. This has to be done this way. That has to be done that way. Let Jesus' spirit just reign just for one, just for one service. Let Jesus' spirit just move. And move yourself out the way.
Jesus!
damn political party. So don't let men dissuade you with traditions. I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, whatever you are, as long as you believe in Christ, stand on that. Don't get caught up in it. I'm a Republican, or I'm a Democrat, or whatever. We all got to do the work, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Let's move by the Spirit. Let the Spirit reign. Let's do the work. Let's work together in unity. In Christ, not man's tradition, that's trying to divide. Trying to divide the saints of God like he has never did. No, move by his Spirit. Let his Spirit reign. And let's not get caught up in tradition. Come on, Pastor, come on forth. Hallelujah.
And as he introduced his letter, he said, this is addressing the saints and got them figured out. They don't need Jesus. They know him already because you did. So when it comes down, what you want to talk to, you want to get with your cliques to people who are already saved. And this is why he said, I know that you can't stand them, that they're evil. They got another agenda. They got another plan. Business as usual, that's not the will and purpose of Christ. Their works are not in the faith. the one that's like that anymore. And then you question yourself and you say, I'm not sure if he's willing to do it for me. I know that he did it for them. I know that he used them that way. I believe. But he's not going to do that for me. You have got to make sure that you receive the fullness in his right hand. It's a fullness and pleasures forevermore. child.